Thank you. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం ఆకృతం ఏన భూకలే స్వామి రూపపదామహిం దదాతి కపటాం. శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత పద కమలం శ్రీగురన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్రీరూపం సాధువ్యాసం సాధనా రఘునాథాన్వితీ సాద్వైతం సావభూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దీవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహవన లలిత ఏ కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్తే గోపీశ గోపికాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తే సప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభాను శ్రీదేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రి. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే హరి రామ హరి రామ రామ రామ. లేడీస్ అండ్ జెంటిల్మెన్, ఐ థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్ ఫర్ యువర్ కమింగ్ హియర్ అండ్ పార్టిసిపేటింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మూమెంట్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్. This movement is chiefly on the basis of realization of God. It doesn't matter which particular section, caste or creed or color or nation you belong to. It doesn't matter. Our mission is that you should be God conscious. That will make you happy. Without becoming God conscious, you cannot be happy. That is basic principle of our life. We are part and parcel of God. In your Christian Bible also, that man is made after God. So we have an intimate relationship with God. Just like father and son, this relationship cannot be broken. The son may be forgetful of his father, of his parents, but the relationship is there. As soon as the father and the son meet, they revive their consciousness. And son is father. That is right. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that the living entity is not only human society, but also other living entities. There are 8,400,000 species of living entities, of which 400,000 are human. Out of that, there are many species of human form who are not civilized. The civilized form of human society is called the alien society, alien family. And the alien family means following the Vedic principle. Those who are following Vedic principles. Throughout the whole world, all the civilized nations, mostly they belong to the alien family. And 5,000 years ago, all of them belong to the Vedic culture. We get it from the great history of India, which is called Mahabharata. Mahabharata, Maha means greater, and Bharat means India. So Mahabharata means the great history of India. If we refer to the great history of India, it is understood that the history also, modern history also says Indo-Aryan God. So, 5,000 years ago, the whole planet was known as Bharat. Bharat was, on the modern language, India. Don't make that sound. So this Vedic culture is original culture of the human society. There are many proofs, but somehow or other we have become separated in course of time, different religions have sprung up, but every religion has got a history, a certain day, a beginning. Just like Christian religion, it has a date of beginning after the death of Lord Jesus Christ. Similarly, Mohammedan religion, it has got a date of beginning. But when you Buddhist religion, it has got a date of beginning about 2,600 years ago. But if you search out the history of Vedic religion, it will be very difficult to find out the date. At least, so far, modern history is concerned, we understand that this Vedic religion of cult, we should distinguish between the English word religion and Sanskrit word dharma. Sanskrit word in dharma and religion is the difference. The import of dharma and the import of religion is little different. The import of dharma means which you cannot change. Dharma. But import of religion is, it is a kind of faith. You can change as you are changing. One who is professing Hindu religion, he may accept after 2 days another religion. Or a person professing Christian religion or Mohammedan religion, he can accept another religion, another faith. But karma, it cannot be changed. Either you are Hindu, either you are a Muslim, either you are Christian, either you are Buddha. The dharma, the implication of the word dharma, that you cannot change. That you cannot change. That is kantam. Dharma to sākṣāt bhagavatpani. In the sastra, it is said that dharma is the code given by God. That you cannot change. Just like the order, the sun is rising from the eastern side. This order is from God. You cannot change. However, great scientist you may be, you cannot make the sun rising from the northern side or southern side. That is not possible. The sun is rising from the eastern side. It is rising now from the eastern side, and it was rising from the eastern side millions and millions of years ago. That cannot be changed. Nature. Nature means the laws of God. Behind the natural law, there is God that people do not know. Modern scientists, they are busy to study the natural law. But they do not know that whenever you speak of law, there must be somebody lawmaker. That is necessary. Without a brain, without a regulated principle, there is no meaning of law. Just like in your state, there are so many laws, but behind the laws, there is the government, there is the president, there is the secretary, there is the congress, there is the senate. So many brains are there. So, why should we think that behind the natural laws, there is no brain? It is admitted by the greatest scientist who lives in your country, Professor Ramsey. He admitted that the more he studies the cosmic manifestation, he understands that there is a big brain behind us. That's the fact. And in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand Krishna says, Krishna means God. He says, Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharatanam hetu nanena kaunteya jagadhi parivastate. The Lord says, to Arjuna, Maya dhakshena, under my superintendent, adhaksha, adhaksha means superintendent, supervision. Just like this institution, this society, Krishna consciousness, is going on, but the direction behind all functions, the direction is the Acharya. Under his direction, it is going on. Similarly, the whole function of natural law that is going on, behind that, there is the order or superintendence of the Supreme Personality of God. In many whole Veda means, the study of Veda means to find out the original cause of all causes. The Vedanta Sutra. You have heard the name of Vedanta in your country. There is a society who preaches Vedanta. But they do not know what is the end of Vedanta. End of Vedanta means wisdom. Veda means knowledge. And Anta means end. Vedanta. Or there are different types of knowledge. And when you find out the original source of knowledge, that is called Vedanta. The Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta Course, Vedanta is the summary study of all Vedic literature. They are given in course. Just like in business circles, there are business codes for telegraph, sending telegraph cables. Similarly, the whole Vedic literature is summarized into Vedanta Sutra. First of all, there were four Vedas, one Ved, Atharva. Then, for studying differently, it is divided into four. Sam, Yuzu, Ri, Atharva. Then, there is claim by Purana. Purana means supplementary. By reciting stories, narrations, the Vedic knowledge is given there in the Purana. There are 18 Puranas. 18 Puranas means 6 Puranas for persons who are in the lower grade of material nature. This material nature is working under 3 grades or modes. The modes of goodness, the modes of patience, and the modes of ignorance. Therefore, to convince different types of people, there are 18 Puranas, 6 Puranas for men who are in the modes of goodness, 6 Puranas for men who are in the modes of passion, and 6 Puranas who are in the modes of ignorance. So, all these Vedic literatures are distributed. There are immense literatures. One cannot finish even in one life. Even Srimad Bhagavatam, which is one of the Puranas, there are 18,000 verses. And each verse, if you read carefully, it will take at least 2 months, 3 months. It is so full of philosophy and science. So these literatures are there, they are called Vedic literatures, given by one person. He is known as Vyasa, Veda Vyasa. So, the Vedanta means one who understands the ultimate goal or ultimate knowledge of Veda means knowledge, and Vedanta means ultimate knowledge. What is that ultimate knowledge? That is Krishna. Or God. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Veda is the sarvai ahameva vijyam. Veda is the sarvai. Vedanta vij, Vedanta krishna aham. Krishna says that at the end of studying all Vedic literature, one has to understand Krishna. And another place it is said, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, Jnanavan Man Prabhadrati. After many, many births of Vedanta study, Vedanta study requires many, many births, not only one birth, many, many births. After Bahunam Janmanam, Bahu means many, Janmanam means birth. After many, many births, Bahunam, Janmanam, Ante, Jnanavan, one who is actually wise, or one who has actually attained knowledge, Mahāma Prabhadrati, he surrenders unto Krishna. Krishna says, he surrenders unto me, and because that is the ultimate goal of knowledge, Krishna. The Vedanta Sutra also says, Janmādhāsya-kataha, the supreme goal or the absolute truth is that from where everything emanates. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is not a bogus concoction. It is based on the authorities of Veda. And the summary study of Veda for this age, because it is very difficult to go through all the Vedic figurative at the present moment. At the present moment, people are living a very short duration of life. They are not living for long. Normally people used to live about 100 years. Now that is not possible. In India, the average age is 35 years. Gradually, it will reduce. It will reduce so much that a person lives for 20 years or 30 years will be considered very old. That, of course, not yet come, but it will come in the Kali Yuga. Therefore, to have the ultimate knowledge, this human form of life is meant for getting that ultimate knowledge. It is not meant for propagating the animal side of life. We have got two sides of life. Human form of life means we have got the animal side of life and a godly side of life, or spiritual side of life and material side. In every life, not only human beings, but animals also. Because every living entity within this material world has got a material body. The modern education system has no such knowledge that the body and soul are different. The soul is different from body. This education is not given in the universe. I have traveled practically all over the world. Recently I was in Moscow while coming to a country. But the same bodily concept of life is everywhere. I talked with one big professor there, Professor Potofsky. He is a special student for Indology. So I met him in Russia and I talked with him. He says that Sanji, with him, with the end of this body, everything ends. That's it. He's a great learned professor and studying Indology. That key idea is this, that he does not know that soul is distinct from the body. But real knowledge begins after understanding this distinction, that soul is different from the body. When Bhagavad Gita was taught to Arjuna, the first lesson was given to understand that the soul is different from the body. Unless one understands very nicely and distinctly that I am not this body, or theoretically to understand that the soul is different from the body, there is no beginning of spiritual life. There is no question of spiritual life. Because so long one is under the impression that I am this body, there is no question of enhancement in spiritual life. Therefore, In the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna began to teach Bhagavad Gita, the first chastisement given by Krishna to Arjuna, because Arjuna submitted to Krishna as student, Arjuna accepted both of them as friends. But when the matter was serious, Arjuna accepted his friend Krishna as the spiritual master. To accept one as spiritual master means one has to abide by the orders of the spiritual. The exact meaning, exact Sanskrit word is Shishya. And the English word is also Disciple. Disciple means who abides by the discipline given by the spiritual master. Similarly, Shishya. Shishya means who abides by the governing order of the spiritual master. So, Arjuna agrees. Because without agreeing to the orders of a spiritual master, simply like argument, it is not possible to make progress in spiritual life. One has to find out a person when he can submit it. Pradhijanatam sadhurmeva vidashet. Every shastra, this injunction is there, that you have to find out somebody where you can submit. Panipatena, paniprasnena, sivaya, where you can surrender yourself, then you get spiritual knowledge. So, the example is set by Arjuna. He also submitted to Krishna. Shishya seham sadhinam prapannam. My dear Krishna, they are talking like friends, but I think this friendly talk will not help us. Therefore, I am submitting unto you. I accept it as my spiritual master. You accept me as your Shishya. Shishya means Shishya. Shishya means Shadi, just respect. This is the beginning of relationship between spiritual master and the disciple. Submit. So, when Arjuna submitted, Krishna, first of all, a spiritual master has the right sometimes reprimand or chastise the disciple. That right is accepted. So, first of all, Krishna says that Pradhyamadam Subhat, Asutyana Rusudas, you are lamenting on a subject matter because you are not agreeing to fight. You are lamenting that how can I fight with my relatives, my kinsmen, my family members who are on the other side. That was his problem. But Krishna says that you have argued with me that by killing your family man, killing the circumstances and that, so many things, that's like very learned man. But you are not a learned man. The first reprimand was this, that asatyanam sutastam. You are lamenting on a subject matter which is not lamented. Asatyanam sutastam prajnanadam sabhat. But at the same time, you are thinking that you are a very learned man, but you are talking not like a learned man. Vatasun avatasun sanan sutan ki pandita. So if I say somebody that you are not learned, it is a mild language to call a person fool. If I say directly you are a fool, that is a very strong word. But if I say you are not speaking like a learned man, the idea is the same, but it is in a very different language. Similarly, Krishna and Arjuna happened to be friends, although he accepted him, his guru, he chastised him in a mild language, that the subject matter on which you are lamenting It is not accepted by Nanak. But at the same time, you are thinking that you are very much. But the reason is, Arjuna was thinking in terms of the boss. He was thinking of his kinsman, of his family man, because he happened to take his birth in a certain family, there was blood relation, and he was talking on that stuff. But immediately Krishna says, this is not the subject matter for lamentation. Then he describes about the distinction between soul and the body. That is very nice describing Bhagavad Gita. So modern civilization is under the concept of this body as such. That is the basic mistake of the modern civilization. Not modern, that is the basic mistake of materialistic way of life, to understand this body as the soul. But that is not the fact. So, the circumstance is that to accept this body as such and prosecute our activities on that conception is very risky life. That we should understand. It is very risky life. Very risky life means that now we have got this material body, either a man or animal, it doesn't matter. But if we forget that I have got a better body than the animal, then what is my function? Why this better condition of living is given to me? That we should think. This is a chance for self-realization. The animals, they cannot talk of self-realization. There is no possibility. Neither they can understand what is God, what is his relationship with God. That is not possible. But in the human form of life, you can understand. If you try to understand, of course, that I am not this body and soul, and the soul has got a different function than the body. We are now busy with the bodily necessities of life. That's all right. But because we have got greater intelligence than the animal, we should know that there is another duty, which is to get myself, the soul, myself means I am the soul, free from this disease of birth and death. This morning I was seeing one advertisement, telephone company, they are advertising, if you have any problem, do not hesitate to call. So, people do not know what is the problem. The problem is birth and death, disease and all this. That is problem. So there is no department of knowledge where these problems are being solved throughout the whole world. How to solve the problem of birth, how to solve the problem of death, how to solve the problem of old age, how to solve the problem of disease. That is indicated in the Bhagavad Gita. That one who is actually trying to elevate himself to the perfection of knowledge, he should keep always before him the problem. What are the solutions of these problems? Janma mitu jarab vyadhi. Dukkha dosanu dakshanam. We are trying to solve all the problems to mitigate misery, miserable condition of life to happy condition of life. That is the struggle. But where is the attempt to solve this problem? The miseries of birth, the miseries of death, the miseries of old age, and the miseries of disease. That solution is here in the Bhagavad Gita. If you study Bhagavad Gita nicely, if you understand Bhagavad Gita nicely, then you get a solution of these four problems. Janma means two janadhyas. That's what I was advising our secretaries. That why don't you advertise or ask the telephone company, I have got this problem. Janma means two janadhyas. I have got the problem of death, birth, death, old age and disease. Can you help me? You are advertising. If you have any problem, don't hesitate to call. I am calling. And my problem is birth, death, old age and disease. Then they should be informed that if you have no information for solving this problem, then please send all men who are inquisitive about this whole problem to us. Please come. Please help us. That's a fact. It is not a humble problem. It is a fact. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for giving human society a solution for these four problems. Janma mitu jarabhyati. It is not that we have manufactured this idea. It is the statement of Krishna. Krishna says, in the fourth chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma meti mam jishyanati tat. Anyone who understands Krishna, how he appears, how he disappears, how he works by his presence, Janma karma meti mam, they are all transcendental. But anyone who can understand these three things, why Krishna appears, why God appears, and how he disappears, and what does he want in this material world. These three things, who can understand, Janma karma medipam, chus janati papapam. Papapam means in truth, not superficial. Not superficially that Krishna is doing this, that, doing that. Tapas. Janma karma me dibbam tu janati tapas. Tapas diham sunat janma naiti. That person who understands Krishna after quitting this body. Tapas diham. Diham means this body. After quitting, everyone has to quit this body. The difference of Krishna consciousness and this and those who are not in Krishna consciousness are these. One who understands Krishna and one who does not understand Krishna. Always remember, Krishna means God. One who understands God and one who does not understand God. The difference is, one who understands God, Prasadam, that person does not come again to accept any material God. That person, one who understands Krishna, Janma karma mein dibbam ji jana tu tat. Tatta dhiham punar janma nahi ki. He does not come back again. Yes, it's trying to start. Very silly. There are many young men who are interested in Krishna consciousness movement. But the government is very strict. We cannot start unless the government sanctions. Of course, here in this country, we have got government sanctions because we are registered in all different states. So, first of all, we are trying to register society. Then we can start.
Sir? When did this movement start in the United States?
Okay.
Started in 1966. So late?
Because well, you are late. You have come so late here.
Okay.
Actually, statement of knowledge. I'm the next president in that
place. Ed? Yes, they're going to be the only true devotee left.
That is your judgment to understand.
The question was, is Srila Prabhupada the only pure devotee or spiritual master left in the world? And Prabhupada replied, that is for you to understand, that is for you to judge. The scriptures give the qualifications of a spiritual master. One must seek out and find someone who meets that qualification. So that is for the disciples to discern by intelligence, by investigation. Yes.
Yes. That means you thoroughly understand what is Krishna. And as soon as you thoroughly understand Krishna, you come on the same category, spiritual platform. And that is the qualification for entering the spiritual kingdom.
Yes? Why should one try and see God? What is the use?
Why should you take shelter of your father? Why the children? Small children always seeking the help of the father and the mother. Why? Can you answer this? Why a small child, as soon as he is in some difficulty, immediately cries for father, mother, what?
Because we're helpless and our father.
So therefore, because we are helpless, we must seek them. We are helpless. Always we are helpless. That is knowledge. One should understand that in spite of our all advancement of so-called material knowledge, we are helpless in every respect. Just like the in your country, we have got very good arrangements for education. There is no scarcity of anything. Why a section of people turning to the hippies and considering happy and confused? Why? What is the want that he is? What is the answer? Your country is not poverty-stricken country, rich country. They have got all resources, they have good nice parents, nice government, nice food supply. Why is the younger section turning to the hippie? What is the answer? Dissatisfaction. Yes, unless you see God, unless you understand God, in spite of your all material advancement, you see heaven. That's in Sukhita. Jamalabdha sāpuram lābhaṁ mannati nāsaṁ kataha. Everyone in material world, he is working very hard. Some profit, some material profit. At one profit he gains, he hangs up for another profit. Another profit. In this way, Hungary makes progress. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita states that when you get profit Krishna, then you will not think that you feel satisfaction. Yes, I have got all profit. Otherwise, you go on making profit after profit and you will be confused and happy. And when you come to the stage of understanding that now I have gained the highest profit, Krishna, just like our students, they are living with us. We are not giving them any salary, but they are working so hard, sincerely, because they are feeling that we have this Krishna profit. That's their feeling. Otherwise, why they are working for this account? I am not paying them any good salary, but why they are working? Without them. Because they are getting some profit. So this is the way when you come to the business and you understand it like a hungry man. When you give him something to eat, as he eats, he gets satisfied. And he gets fed. Similarly, Krishna consciousness is so nice. Anyone who is confused and frustrated, if he takes to Krishna consciousness, gradually he feels that he is getting some nice profit. Then the game of
Thank you.
Please leave your sheet on the sanctuary, on the temple, testimony.